Kurt Weiss from the Department of Technology Management and Budget. Kurt, how are you?
I'm good, Tony. How are you this morning?
Well, you've been having all kinds of challenges with computers and your links and whatnot, but you think you got the problem solved on your link on Michigan.gov.
We do have it solved. It was an inadvertent error, Tony. It was a link to a website for the Mackinac Center for Public Policy that actually had been out there since 2004. And obviously there was a little bit of noise about that this week.
Now, you know, I've heard from different sources and read different sources that they feel that it's wrong for state government to be posting site of outside entities like the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. How do you respond to that?
Well, you know, first I would say, just a reminder, this was done back in 2004. It was when Governor Granholm was in office. She didn't have any knowledge of the link, I'm sure, either, as you know, Governor Snyder did not either. So what this is our eMichigan office, who does a great job of managing the state of Michigan's website, was simply looking for a tool for citizens to be able to find out how legislators voted. You know, it was called the Roll Call Lookup Tool. And when they put this page together, you know, 7 years ago, they said, oh, here's a place where folks can go. You know, in hindsight, in 2020, obviously a link to the legislature's website would have been a much better choice. But, you know, these are very good folks in eMichigan that do a great job. There was no attempt or clandestine plan here. It was simply an inadvertent error.
Well, obviously, you want a nonpartisan source, and it would seem like if you're going to have the Mackinac Center, which is considered to be conservative, you would want a liberal entity on there also. So just so I'm clear, are you going to keep the Mackinac Center on there? Are you going to add someone else? How are you going to handle that?
Oh, actually, I'm sorry. I should have mentioned that, Tony. It's already fixed. It's you know, the governor was very clear when he found out about it. Again, he was not aware of it, but he said, no, I agree. You know, we shouldn't have a link out there to a conservative website. We ought to have a link over to the legislature's webpage. And we made that change, you know, 5 minutes after that press release came out from the House Democrats. We made that change immediately.
So Kurt,
it is fixed.
Kurt, you recently released some information about Michigan's May jobless rate.
Yes, we did. The unemployment rate edged up a small amount, 0.1% last month, but we've been in the same range now since February, so it's holding fairly firm. And again, we're doing we're still many percentage points below what we were this time last year, and obviously about 4 percentage points below what we were at our high peak a few years ago.
All right, we're going to get more into this with the numbers crunchers tomorrow morning. Kurt, as always, thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, absolutely, Tony. Take care.